New York, what's up? Rocking with Slick, you know the vibes. I'm here with my first podcast, New York, New York. And I'm here with my first episode. Finally glad to be here with y'all. It was a long time coming, you know? And I know the topic is back to school. And I'm rocking with my boy, guest the parents. Go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
Yo, it's your boy Toby, aka Trey Smooth. Add me on the gram, _ANJORIN. Add me on Twitter, TreySmooth_, you dig?
And you know who I be. Add me on the gram, Teflon_Don, D-O-N with another N, feel me? So let's get right into it. The topic is back to school. It's September, and y'all know the energy that goes along with it. School buses, parents taking their kids back to school, you know. Young kids is going back to college, the whole nine. And I think the energy of September is just getting back on your hustle, getting back on your grind. Summer's over. We had fun. Let's get back to business. So, you know what I'm saying? We just going to get right into it. You know what I'm saying? First, we're going to talk about balancing work and school. I feel like that's something we're all doing. You know what I'm saying? And it could be hard sometimes. I know I'm tired sometimes. I do it myself. You know, sometimes we wake up real early, go to school at night, or sometimes we're going to school real early and going to work at night. You know, whatever you do, get it how you get it. I respect everybody out there that's doing anything. And we just here to talk about maybe some tips and kind of laugh at ourselves about, you know, what we go through as young people, just doing our thing, just trying to get ahead in life, trying to make sure we, you know, got a future for ourselves. And I know when I first, like, really started working and everything, yo, tired. I'm getting home, peeling up out the clothes, hopping right in bed. No studying, nothing. Like, I was wilding. You know what I'm saying? So I know some of y'all can relate, you know, taking them long naps and getting up for school or however you do it, just tired, like, you know, eyes feeling mad heavy every day, you know what I'm saying? Mouth be all dry, got that nap breath, stale breath, you know? You know what I'm saying? So real talk, like, what's your experiences with balancing work and school, bro?
This past semester, in the spring, I would work at CVS. Like, I have class Monday to Thursday, and then I work CVS Friday to Monday, and I could not balance that shit. I could not balance that shit at all. Like, sometimes on Fridays I work 8 to 4, but most of the time she would give me 4 to 12. So I work 4 to 12 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then Monday she would have me work at 8 to 4. I had class at 4:40. So, like, I really had no time to, like, really kind of, like, study or even, like, try and get some rest, because, like, I was always working. I was always in class during the week. And, like,
big facts.
And she was just, like, I had trouble definitely balancing it. But I think I found your
middle, your balance.
Yeah, I found my balance now. Like, definitely, you got to have, like, a structure in your daily life. You know, you gotta have,
facts,
like, a plan.
Facts.
A schedule, you know, that, you know, you have your schedule for work, but then you also have schedule for your life.
Facts.
Make sure you get times in where, you know, you have times to do your assignments and all that, and you have time to rest, you have time to eat, you have time for yourself even, like, so you just gotta, like, have a schedule, because that really helps. I didn't think, you know, having a planner would be essential in college. Like, last time I used a planner was in high school. But
yeah, they used to force us on that shit.
But now, you know, I'm trying to use it now, and it's actually kind of helping me. So, you know, definitely just want to have everything in order, everything structured.
Just to build off what he was saying with the plan, just so y'all know, I did 2 years out of state. In Pennsylvania, I was going to school. I went away. I had that experience. Then I came home. I'm doing 2 years out here. I'm almost finished up. But I've learned that as well for myself, that you need a plan and you need a schedule, you know. You can't just, you know, live your life and et cetera, but having them goals to knock out each day, each week, each month, it really does help. It gives you a sense of direction, clarity, so everything doesn't feel so jumbled up and just cluttered, you know what I'm saying? You need to make sense of your life and what's going on. You know, it may sound corny, but you really do need to sit down with yourself and have that conversation with yourself, in a sense of like, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to get done, and this is how I want to do it. You know what I'm saying? That's very important, so important. So, tell them about the time with Dick's Sporting Goods.
Alright, so 2 years ago, I worked at Dick's, and I've been there for, I think it was around like 6 or 7 months, and you know, I was pretty cool with everybody working there and shit. And then they hired like 2 new people, so for the past like months that I've been working there, I've been charging my phone in the break room, no problem, no nothing. So 2 weeks after they hired, like a couple weeks after they hired the 2 new people, one of them was in the break room while I was clocking in for my shift, and I went to charge my phone. So came back on my break to get my phone, went back out on the floor, and a few minutes later I got like a text saying that somebody tried to use my credit card. Cause at the time, like, it was partially my fault too, cause I put my card, that was back when I had the little like the card case on the back of your phone. Yeah. So like, I had all my shit in there. So
swipey.
So I got the text, I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? Like, how?
Yeah.
So before that, the guy like actually like he came out to me and started talking to me, like asking me like, you know, where I live and shit, like, you know. And I'm thinking like he just had trying to have a conversation with me and shit. Then he ends up leaving, and then he comes back and he's like, oh, I forgot something, and he leaves again. So after when I got the text, I was just putting pieces together. I'm like, yo, this nigga just like try to get $50 off my card, my nigga. Like, bum ass shit, my nigga. Like, if you was to try and take money on my card, $50, bro, like, are you dead ass? So like, I went to one of the managers about it. I'm like, yo, somebody definitely here tried to, you know, use my card just now. And he's like, well, the camera doesn't really show, like, you know, who was inside at so-so time. Mm-hmm. And, like, we can't really do nothing about it. And he was just being, like, a dickhead about it, like.
Yeah.
So I made it, like, my mission, like, I'm definitely going to press this nigga. Because, like, for me, like, first of all, like, I was just so disappointed in the nigga. Because, like, it's like,
when you think you know somebody, facts.
Like you working, you from, you getting money, and you do it to like your coworker, my nigga. Like,
we all in the same position. We all trying to eat.
Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, so, savages, savages. Shit.
Next week, I made sure, like, you know, I came a little early. I was like, bro, you ever heard of Venmo? Because that's back when Venmo was popping. He like, nah, bro, what's that? I'm like,
yeah,
my nigga, you dead ass, bro.
Liar.
I'm like, yo, you dead ass? He's like, nah, bro, I ain't never heard of that. What is that? So I was just like, bro, you know what? Next time, like, you touch my phone, bro, it's going to be a problem. Like, I don't even know you, my nigga. Like, but, like, forever, like, there's going to be... That's not even me. Like, that's not my character. But facts. It's like, bro, you...
Yeah, you playing with my money. Playing with my phone. Like, chill.
Like, just chill, bro. I don't want no beef from me. Just don't touch my shit. Like, so, like, facts. Nigga, he ended up actually, like, going to one of the managers. The same manager I went to was like, you know, he accused me of something, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. And, like, I was just so tight about it. Like, it would already come out. I was just like, fuck it. I'm just leave, my nigga. Because, like... And even, like, leading up to that, like, the people who had been there, like, longer than me, like, they were starting to leave, too, because they wasn't really even, like, feeling, like, just the energy or the vibe of, like, the work environment. So, like, I was just like, fuck it, I'm going to just leave, too, because that's really slimy. You feel me? Like, I've been here for a minute, and you're not even going to, like, take into consideration. Like, right. So, I just left. You know,
had to pack it up and get it out of there.
Right.
Fact. So, as y'all can see... You know what I'm saying? School, cool, you know, you're not, y'all know the stresses that come with school. And as you can see, there's also stresses with work. So nothing's perfect. Nothing in life is perfect. And that comes like with my first piece of advice. Just move on. We young, you know, we have the time and the energy to say, you know what, this job, they ain't doing what I need them to do. They not holding it down. Go somewhere else. Yeah. Go somewhere else where you be happy. You know what I'm saying? Just move on. Don't stress emotions. I think that's what I'm trying to say to you guys right now.
Don't even, too young for that.
Yeah, don't. If a manager's, you know, getting you tight, pissing you off, just keep it pushing. Nah, that's cool.
Fuck it.
I'm angry. Feel that. And just go on to the next thing because we got bigger things to worry about. You know, projects, tests, you know, different whole lot of other things. You may have a tough situation at home or whatever. And nobody, you know, nobody's really going to help you out. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's really going to look out for you. That's just my opinion. You got to hold yourself down first and foremost and keep moving on. Keep your head straight and just do your thing. Don't sweat nothing. Don't take it home. Don't fester up. None of that. So just hold it down. Let's talk about saving. You know, with work and school and how, as young people, how do we save? And I think saving is essential.
Very essential.
You know what I'm saying? Financial literacy is a skill. It's a true skill that I think you should master as a young person. You know what I'm saying? So you could be better in the long run. How do you save?
Whenever I get a check, like, I take half and put it straight to savings. The rest, you know, I sort quarterly, you know, the bills, whatever.
Yes, sir.
Make sure I got some money for myself.
Yes, sir.
I always now take half of whatever I get and put it straight to my savings. Like, before, I never used to save. I barely save. Like, I used to blow the check.
Running it up.
And, like, yo, when I realized, like, shit wasn't valid. Like, I needed some whenever, like yeah, a rainy day or something. Like, I needed some. Like, some people say, like, saving, if you just saving just to save, like, that's not, I
don't know, living your life or something.
I've heard of that, but, like,
yeah,
you always gonna need some type of money to back up on. Like,
exactly.
Like, now with my car, like, I had a problem with my car. I needed a new car, like, nothing crazy. You know, I had the funds for it because I was able to save, so. You really need to, like, put that into your daily lifestyle of just whatever you get, save some type of money. Don't gotta be like me, don't gotta be half, but, you know, save accordingly for sure.
Yeah. And that's key. Saving is so important. I think I was able to get a car in less than a year because of, you know, saving and being smart with my money. A lot of y'all dudes is wearing Balenciagas on the bus. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that, you know? We're not going to knock what you're doing. Get it how you get it.
But, you know.
You know what I'm saying? Just be smart. The Balenciagas is the car payment. And stop telling girls your car's in the shop. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not. You know what I'm saying? It's not. But we're not going to get into that, you know? That's a whole another topic that we could talk about. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Saving is so real.
Yeah.
Put your, and if you're gonna spend your money, put it to things that's gonna benefit you in the long run. You know, that it's cool to enjoy, you know, go out for the weekend, enjoy yourself. We're not saying not, don't do that, but be smart. Oh, you know, be smarter than being stupid with your money, you know what I'm saying? Put it into something you could invest in. And that's real, you know, it's not really trying to harp, you know, like the do-good attitude or whatever. It's so real. It's so real. I saved with the app Digit. You might have heard of it. Great app. You know, it just helps me out in so many ways. I was able to get the car because of that app.
How you set that up?
Oh, it's right on the iPhone, right on the App Store. D-I-G-I-T, Digit. The way it works is it's a goal. So I could put up a trip. Like, let's say I want to go to Paris or something.
Right.
Put Paris into the app. tell it how much I want to save, tell it when I want to go. I could put percentage boosts on how much I want to save, and it just does everything for me. I don't really gotta think about it twice, and that's like, I feel like that's one of the perks.
That's lit.
I don't have to look at it, so it's just doing everything for me. It's also got an algorithm with it too. So when, let's say week one I get paid $500, week two I get paid $450.
Right.
It saves accordingly. You know what I'm saying? So it'll save more money the more I get paid. You know what I'm saying? It'll save less the less I get paid. So I love that about that app. You know what I'm saying? So great app. Read some books out there. You know, if you're looking for books, go read some books. Go podcasts like this one right here. Everything. Do what you can to just brush up and learn everything you can about financial literacy. It's gonna save you in the long run.
Also, make sure, like, you got friends that, you know, like, help motivate you or, you know, get you, put you right. Like, I know a dude, I'm not going to put his business out there, but, like, he been working at a job for, like, 2 years. Never saves. He gets a check every week, bro. Every week. He never saves.
So, listen, stay away from them people that's like, yo, every weekend they hit you up Friday morning. Yo, what's up with that honey?
We out, bro.
Like, yo, what's the word? What's up with it? Stay away from them people. Especially if they're not helping you get no chicken.
Right.
Stay away from them people. You feel me? Those is bad friends, you know? Only hang out with them when you want to. Facts. Have that conversation with your friends. Have that conversation with your parents. Have that conversation with anybody you can. Because the more you talk about it, the more your mind and your actions manifest in your words. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk.
And we're not saying, like, I mean, don't go out. But, like, you know, move accordingly for sure. Yeah. Like, you don't got to go out every weekend. Trust me.
Yeah.
You're going to have time for that.
Like, not missing out on anything.
Nothing. But, you know, make sure that you get it right.
Make sure you write. And enjoy yourself at the same time. That is a real thing. That is possible.
Yes.
Just find that balance for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't make any excuses. So let's bring it back to the topic. Let's reel it all in. Back to school. Saving. Balancing work and school. It's all tied in together. Key word is balance. Straight up. Point blank period. Balance. You know, you gotta find that medium. What's gonna work for you is different for everybody.
Yeah.
Don't judge somebody else. Just do your thing. Make it happen. Now, 8 a.m. classes. 8 a.m. classes. We've all been there. And this is back to the balance point of view.
Yeah, for sure. Nah.
You know, you going out. We young. We going out. We, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we make that sacrifice. And then we got that 8 a.m. waking up tired. No. You know?
You got to make sure you got that discipline.
Like, discipline to get up. Like, for sure. If you know you can't wake up, stop going out. Stop going out. You know what I'm saying? Don't listen to nobody. Mm-hmm. Stop going out. Either don't go out or stay up all night. Yeah. That's your options. You know, I remember at my old school, I had I ain't missed class all year, but I had this big project due. And that's the one day I decided to oversleep by accident. I woke up, it's like 9 o'clock, 9:50. I'm like, yo, what the fuck, bro? So my peoples is texting me that I had class, but they like, yo, bro, everything all right? I was like, yeah, I'm good. I just overslept. So that whole day, I was just looking for my professor and everything. I peeped the office hours on the syllabus, met up with her. She was like, yo, I told her, I'm like, yo, I overslept. Like, you know, it just happened. I could still hand in the paper and everything. She was like, yeah. You've been coming to the classes all semester. You was participating. So, like, I have no problem with, you know, accepting this. So, you know what I'm saying? I was grateful for that. Without that, I probably would have failed the class. You know what I'm saying? So, like I'm saying, balance, you know, show up to class, especially them 8 a.m. classes. As a young student, sometimes we think we know everything. We think, you know, I don't need this class, whatever, et cetera. You that dude. So, showing up is half the battle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for me being there in class, showing up the way she told me, she would have never took that paper. Big facts.
Yeah, you also gotta make sure like you make yourself presentable to like your professors. You know, try and build a relationship. If you don't like to, you don't have to, honestly. But you know, just make sure that you make yourself presentable. Yeah. Because like, I remember a couple semesters ago when I took accounting. I started off real good. Like I got like a 90 some on the first exam. Second exam, I got a 55. I was like, oh shit.
Yo, we all know that.
That just hit. Like, so she actually, like, you know, I got the test and I was like, whoa. Like, I was not expecting that. And she actually pulled me to the side and was like, you know, I want to talk to you after class. You know, what, like, what happened? You feel me? Like, this is a really, like, a huge drop. So, like, you know, I made the time and I put in the initiative to, you know, to make sure that I would go to her after class or whatever, make sure whenever I'm not understanding something, right, you know, ask the questions about it. She helped me along the course of the semester to, you know, bring back up my grade. And
you ended up passing?
Yeah, I ended up passing. I think I got like a B plus or something. And like, you know, just if I never like made it, took the initiative or like made myself presentable to the class, to her, you know, participated, yeah, I don't think she would have like
helped him,
looked out for me like that. Thanks. You know, and we built like a relationship after the course. You know, she's trying to help me look for internships and shit like that. So it's like, definitely try, you know, just make yourself presentable to the professor.
Make those connections.
Make those connections. You definitely help you outside of school. I like after school and shit. Yeah. So
it's all about who you know, not what you know.
Yeah.
And stop missing class because it's sunny outside. We know about y'all. We know about y'all. You know what I'm saying? We know about those people. Yo, I don't really feel like going to class, bro. It's tight, nice outside, all that. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? Stop doing that, you know what I'm saying? Go to class because it's still going to be nice out when you get out of class. Stop doing that. Go to class. Show up. You know what I'm saying? So
you dead paying for it, too.
Paying for it. So stop being retarded. I probably can't say that word. But stop being dumb.
Stop being dumb. Be smart. Make smarter decisions.
Hell yeah. So listen, let me tell you about the union. There's a select few people out there that know about the union. This is from my old school. And it was a place we used to go get food at late night. It was open. They would cook whatever. And I'm sure like different campuses got that for like, for each school, they got like halls where you go get some late when the cafeteria closes and stuff. So the union, yo, burgers were trash. Like, for the first week, it's bussing. First week, it's bussing. Ah, yeah. I can edit my burger. I can edit my chicken sandwich. I get the different fries and everything. Whatever. You get pizza and all that. Yo, them first 2 weeks, heaven. After that, they start showing their true colors. Big facts. Yo, the cheesy bread be burnt.
Oh.
Pizza be burnt. Yo, he used to take the full pot out the oven. Mad bubbles on the pizza. Mad bubbles on the pizza. I'm like, yo, nah, what's this? I'm like, yo, bro, this fresh? He like, yeah, bro. He throwing the pizza on the counter like he upset with his job. Like he's just unhappy. I'm like, yo, bro, like you can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't just hold it down. Like you can't love your job just a little bit.
Did not care,
son. Looking crazy, attitude all the time. Yo, sweating all in the burgers because it was mad small where they was cooking at. Bro, then they start running out of stuff. Mad, like pieces of paper everywhere. Like, yo, we out of this. We don't got this. You know what I'm saying? Sorry for the inconvenience. Nah. I'm like, yo, come on. Like, I might as well just go to the store, get a little sandwich. And mind y'all, I was going to school in PA. So there was no corner store, you know? They had Wawa, you know, that I was busting for the first 2 months. After that, you know, joint was sad. Like, hated going in there. Only time I would go in there to really get a sandwich was when, you know, after we had a night out the weekend, hanging out with everybody, you know what I'm saying? So Wawa was trash. Everybody used to be stealing up in there. Anyway, yo, that place was the trap. The trap. Like, stealing backwards. Like,
nah.
drinks, all that. They used to try to come up on the sandwiches too. Like, they would put the sandwich on top of the counter. And you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? For real. Like, Wawa was low-key the trap, but we ain't gonna talk about that. Just in case you know what I'm saying, you eating good in the Wawa in PA, you know which one I'm talking about. I'ma hold it down. Keep doing your thing. But yo.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Balance is everything.
Yeah.
Find a way. However works for you. I'ma keep hopping it. Whatever works for you. Big facts. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah, you could like definitely take advice and hear from others, but like the only way that you're gonna get it is through experience. You just find what works for you. Like you learn from every moment or event that happens during your life. You know, you take from it.
Gospel.
And you just
build.
You just build off that. Like,
build off that. Keep growing every day. Learn. Like, also, like, that you can't
open,
learn from.
Open your mind. Open your eyes. Facts. To like,
open your mind is
to
big
everything.
One.
Like, key. Don't be so closed minded about shit. Yeah. Like, cause like that's how you miss out on exactly. different opportunities and whatnot. But definitely open your mind to
everything. Any possible result, any possible outcome. Yeah. Open your mind, because the one time you don't is when something's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. Got to be ready for it. Always got to be ready.
And read.
Try to read.
Reading is essential. You find a lot of things that you learn about yourself.
Yeah.
And about life. Things that can help you later on.
For sure.
Just through reading.
Yeah, we just talking right now, you know what I'm saying? Just being real with y'all. And just coming, you know, from my own experiences, from my heart. Just keeping it real. That's the people I try to surround myself with, real people. That's, you know, in the grind, doing their thing and really applying themselves. You know what I'm saying? So we just up here trying to, you know, give y'all the same message.
Facts.
And we up here working. We in the man cave. We in New York.
What?
You know the vibe. Shimmy. All that.
Yeah. I was saying.
But yeah, that's my first episode with my guy. Toby, a.k.a. Trey Smooth.
Trey Smooth.
Tell him where to follow you again, bro.
Add me on Instagram at _ANJORIN. Shit, me.
All that. It's New York. You know the vibes. New York, New York. And listen, you rocking with Slick. I got more episodes coming.
Stay tuned.
Little cliffhanger for y'all. We talked about saving, you know, and balance of a work and school and everything. But the next step is getting that paper. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Getting to that bag. And I'm going to have two guest appearances. I'm going to have a young hustler representing for the ladies. And I'm going to have a young hustler representing for the dudes.
Yeah.
Y'all going to want to tune into that. I'm going to make it a 2-week thing. One episode for the ladies, one episode for the dudes. Whichever one you want to tune into, whichever one you want to pick up tips, skills, whatever, tune in. They're going to be bangers. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned, because it's about to get spicy. Going to get real spicy. Just stay tuned, y'all. I got a lot of stuff coming.
Merch coming soon, too.
Merch coming soon, all that. So just stay up. And just keep rocking with me. That's all I ask. Keep rocking with me. I'm going to interact with you guys on Instagram and eventually Twitter real soon. I'm going to be up on there real soon. Just stay with me. That's all I can ask. I'm going to keep repeating it. Just stay with me. We rocking out. I'm going to holler at y'all. New York in the building. We out.
Tracy.